A warm Christian greeting to each of you this evening. First of all, I need to say that my wife traveled with Sylvia Nisley up to Leon, Iowa to visit their daughter and our daughter tonight. So my wife is not here. She's visiting with our daughter Lily, and my daughter Lily teaches with Valerie Nisley, and so they're up there this evening. Welcome to the classroom tonight. I hope that everyone has a pencil and paper. Anybody who needs a pencil and paper? Okay, I'm assuming that everybody has one. You're getting a quiz tonight, first off. There's a total of 12 questions, and all your questions are to be answered either yes or no. I will not collect your answers, but at the end, I would like to get a count of the 100% scores. That's all I'm really interested in. All the questions I will put on the screen, and you will have approximately 2 minutes to do the quiz. You may raise any clarification questions as you proceed. After the quiz answers, I'm willing to briefly discuss any questions you might have to talk about, but I cannot linger too long there because we're going to move into the second part of this session. I'm really thankful that this is not a sanctuary. You are not sitting in a sanctuary. You are sitting in a meeting place. And I'm going to be showing you 3 movies tonight. And I have cleared this with your ministerial team. They've already seen these. And there's a point here. And so before we even get there, I have more to say about that when we do get there. So let's proceed to the quiz. All right, just put down number 1, yes or no. You don't even have to put your names on your papers. Yes? Sure.
What do you mean by innocent? Do you mean innocent before God that we have not committed a sin? Is that what you mean? In all 3 first questions.
Yes. Innocent before God. Thank you. That was a good question to ask. Yes. Good question. There are plenty of empty seats at the front. If you're having problems seeing the questions, you're welcome to move front. Here's some smart people. All right, does anybody need more time on this set of questions? Okay. Yes?
Is drama such? Is it referring to the last part or the first part?
Jesus teaches that yes should be yes and no should be no. Whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Is drama like that?
Is drama
Yeah, I guess you could say in terms of the second sentence. Yes. Thank you.
So which one are you addressing?
The second sentence. Whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Is drama like that? Okay, there are six questions here, but number six has two answers, so that makes a total of 12. Yes. Number two is an awkward way of, I don't think number two is a very good question. The wording is not too good, but please pardon that and try to answer yes or no. Number two says, does God hold a person accountable for impersonation because of intended good? In other words, if your intention is good, are you held accountable for impersonation, whatever? In other words, does the end justify the means? When you were in school, you probably had a teacher who got somebody to act a certain way in front of the class so that you could understand a concept a little better. Okay, we've had far more than 2 minutes. Are we finished or not? How many of you still need some more time? Okay, it's fine. How many of you would still like a little bit more time? Okay, everybody is happy and satisfied. All right, please check your own answers. Question number one, the correct answer is no. Number two, no. Number three, no. Number four, no. Number five, yes. The second set of questions, number six, no. Number seven, no. Number eight, no. Number nine, no. Number 10, no, which is number five up here. And number six, the first answer is yes, and the second answer is no. Okay? All right. Everybody close your eyes. I'm going to write this down on my paper. I would like to see the hands held high of those of you who got 100%. Raise your hands high. Okay? Open your eyes. The number of those of you who got 100% is zero. So, we need to talk. So, let's talk about some things here. I worked with a co-teacher several years ago, and we were talking about the set of books, the trilogy, Lord of the Rings. And she said, I saw the movie. And I said, oh, you poor girl. When I went to school, I always went to public school, never went to a Christian school. And my classmates would talk about the books they saw. We didn't read the book, we saw the movie. And I always read the book, because we didn't have movies. And so, the problem with seeing a movie, there's at least two basic problems with seeing a movie. Let's think about Lord of the Rings, first of all. The reason my co-teacher missed so much is, if you see the movie, you're forever locked with that vision that you saw. If you never see the movie, your imagination is free, whatever. And secondly, when you make a movie of something like Lord of the Rings, you cannot portray everything. I think in that particular set of books, what you see in the movie is only one third of the whole thing. Two thirds are completely missed. So there's two things that are problems with movies. And almost always, when a book is turned into a movie, numbers of things are left out. So you don't get the whole thing. And secondly, some things change in the book. Some things are not so easy to make into a movie, and so you change it so that it can be appropriately made into a movie. All right. So imagination is greatly hindered with movies. Number two, imitation. At our church in Texas, we have a lady whose name is Carla Raley, and her sister is an actress. And she says that her sister says that when she commits sins in drama, that she doesn't commit those sins. What do you think? Is sin during drama just acting, or is it sin? I think you know the answer. Okay, so if there is a sinful action portrayed, can a person be morally clean after having acted a sin? And I think you know the answer. Okay, number three, drama, taking upon oneself the nature and person of another human being. It's an attempt to become another person. It's called impersonation. The more completely accomplished, the better the actor or actress. Okay, would you stand up here? Okay, now if I was going to be a good actor, we're going to say this is a famous figure in history. Okay, we're going to say this is Abraham Lincoln. And if I am a good actor, first of all, they want somebody who kind of looks like him. I don't think we qualify in that way. But if I was going to act like Abraham Lincoln, I should have a voice somewhat like him, high-pitched, and I should say things like him. I should try to invest myself in Abraham Lincoln as much as possible so that I'm believable. So it seems like I'm the real person. That's called impersonation. Okay, now when I do that, something happens to me. I lose me. The extent that I lose me and become him, the better I am. And so that is called hypocrisy. Acting is hypocrisy. I'm not a real person. I'm acting. Thank you. Number four, hypocrite. The word hypocrite can be replaced with the word actor. And Jesus forcefully condemned the actors of his day. And you know who the actors were in his day. All right, unfortunately, we can't park here very long. I will offer you, anybody who wants handouts, you want copies of these things to think about later, you're certainly welcome to ask. I'd be glad to share. Well, there's three kinds of drama. There's the number one, outright evil drama, totally immoral and godless, promoting unprecedented godlessness, delving into the occult. Okay, we saw glimpses of that on Tuesday night, and we all were ready for a bath. Tonight, I'm going to be showing you, quote, good drama used for entertainment. Now, what we saw Tuesday night is supposed to be also good drama. But good drama is supposed to be portraying the lives of outwardly moral people, historically, presently, and futuristic, including fairy tales like Cinderella, Little House on the Prairie, Andy Griffith, and Star Wars, etc. And then there's religious drama. Did you ever hear of the Jesus film? It's used to teach the lives and values of biblical and church history figures. The purpose of religious drama is educational. And I don't want to get into an argument right now, so I don't want to comment too much on that. Okay? Just please trust me that we're going to try to work with number two up there tonight. All right. Having said all that, now I think we're ready to proceed into the movies. And so we're going to be watching three movie clips. The first one's 3 minutes long. Okay, and I'm not sure how long the second one is, but the third one is longer. But after each clip, we're going to stop. I'm going to come back up here, and I want you to answer the question, what is being taught? And I would like the people who answer that question to be from ages 15 to 22. Sorry, if you're age 50, you're out for now. 50 and up. Just ages 15 to 22. Okay, and then after the clips, I'll say a few things. And then Brother Dave will provide us again with a spiritual shower. Okay. So let's proceed. Thank you, Ernest. Okay, here we go. This is aimed at 4-year-old girls, by the way. Can you hear? Somebody knows more than I do. How can we make the words clearer? I'm sorry, I'm tech dumb.
Sorry, it made sound, so I thought we
So maybe we better start this whole thing over again. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just so it works. Okay, you saw enough. You 15 to 22-year-olds should begin to think about answering the question, what is being taught? If we are going to have just a few minutes, is it like 30 seconds or?
It'll be a few minutes.
Okay, so let's talk then. You want to talk about some of these other things we were. Do you want to talk about anything that's on that screen? Yes. That's what I didn't want to talk about.
Because if the actors are guilty because you're saying it, then we shouldn't have the religious realm.
Okay, so I'm just going to be really clear up front. That's where I would be. But I'm not going to hold my ideas to everybody else's. Yes? Of course there's a difference, but there's no difference. Okay, so what many times happens is that we begin to split hairs, and as we split hairs, we just kind of take the logic as it's split and go places where I don't think it's proper to go myself. Would anyone else care to comment on that? Yes. Okay, good question. Number three, or number four, is reading drama the same as watching drama? Or number three, is role-playing equal to acting? So what was the correct answer to your quiz question? No. Personally, I would consider that what we're talking about here as far as acting. In fact, do you think when Jesus spoke that he had no inflection in his voice? Was he a monotone? No, the scripture says he spoke with power. Okay, he wasn't pretending anything, he's just being himself. And I think that when we read the children, we need to do the same kind of thing because it lends power. And I don't think that is in the definition of drama at all. We ready, Aaron? Oh, it's going to be this one, and then this one, and then this one, in that order. Okay, so we still need a little bit more time yet? Okay. what is being taught. We can't take much time. We're in trouble for our shower time. Okay, so what's one thing being taught?
Give to others.
Give what to others?
I don't know.
Good try. Okay, thank you. Somebody else.
I'd say maybe a sub theme is kind of a perfect and unrealistic world.
Okay, so you're saying that's not a real world, it's just kind of an imaginary world?
Oh, too perfect, I guess.
Oh, it's too perfect. Okay, more. You girls have any? This is aimed at 4-year-old girls. You ought to be specialists on it. Do you want to say something? Yes?
Personal gratification is good.
What do you mean by that?
That.
Okay. I don't want to tell you what I have on my paper. I want it all to come from you. Could we turn to anybody from 22 to 50 now, just to get some more answers here? Got to keep things moving here. What's being taught?
Outward beauty brings satisfaction.
Exactly. Outward beauty is wonderful. Thank you. That's spot on. That's not the only thing that's taught. Somebody else from age 23 up to 50. Covetousness? Envy? You mean those girls were envious of each other? Oh, she was looking with longing. Ah, okay. What's she longing for?
She was the one that gave it to them. She was pleased that. She was satisfied that they were enjoying her gift.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can we get one more? Okay, another message was, if I do these things, I will be lovely. Happiness is glamour. Hair is glory. In addition to what he said. Okay, let's go on to number 2. Fifteen to 22-year-olds. What's being taught there? Remember, there is no such thing as neutral entertainment. There is no such thing as neutral entertainment. Something's being taught. What's being taught there? Okay, we're running out of time. So 23 to 50s, what's being taught there? By the way, I think this particular clip is aimed at children from ages 8 to 12. It said children. The first one was aimed at girls, age 4. This one's aimed at children, ages 8 to 12. Now, what's being taught there?
Sleepover will make things better, I guess.
Okay. Sleepover will make things better. Really? That's all that's being taught? Keep talking. Wow, it's really good we're talking about this. Okay, I really did not want to tell you what's being taught. I wanted you to tell me what's being taught. All right, for the sake of time, I'll just tell you. You notice that there's a male and a female in bed together. Okay, this teaches that immorality is cute. Immorality is fun. Immorality is harmless. I even heard some chuckles in the back of this room. See, little children from ages 8 to 12 do not get these messages. All they see is the cute side. Remember, there is no such thing as neutral entertainment. Zero. There's always a message. And the better they cloak the message in cuteness, harmlessness, the more effective the message take it in and received. All right, we cannot park there too long. We'll take the next one, Aaron. All right, 15 to 22-year-olds, what's being taught there? We have no control over our hearts. Ah, good. Good. Somebody else. All right. 23 to 50. What's being taught? Remember, there is no such thing as harmless entertainment or neutral entertainment. Nothing. There is a message. What is the main message of what you just saw? Please talk to me. You're scaring me. Dad? Pardon? Got it. The main message of what you just saw teaches homosexuality. And add to that, homosexuality is normal. And homosexuality is wonderful. And like she said, homosexuality just happens. I'm really glad that Thad said it made him sick. When I showed this at last teacher of Shepherd's Institute, one pastor said he could hardly wait till this thing was finished. It is so sick. But it's cute, isn't it? Isn't it cute? I mean, it was, you could see all emotions in those boys' face. Did you notice there's not a word said? And yet you got a message just by what you saw. There is no such thing as neutral entertainment. All right. I'm just going to have to stop right there. I'll open it up for anything that anybody wants to say for 2 minutes. There's more that could be said, but Ernest? Okay.
Just like music. A little music with an appetite keeps leading you, and the road of compromise has no convenient stopping point.
Thank you. It's true. But I go back to what was said last night. There's history behind this. Jesus could have used drama. Drama was common in his day. Apostles could have used drama. Greeks had developed drama to a high level by that time. Neither Jesus nor the apostles plugged into this media form at all. In fact, the church excommunicated people who participated. And if they would have tried to use it as a religious teaching medium, it would have never flown in the early church, period. I know a lot more could be said, but the clock is asking me to sit down. Thank you for your kind consideration. There is much that could be talked about. If you want to talk to me further afterwards, the job of a teacher is to work himself out of a job, to get people to think. The only thing I ask as you think about this from here is be honest. Think with integrity, with all the facts. That's all I ask. Thank you.